for us to restore the closeness of that first century church. A few questions I'd like you to think about with me this morning from this model in Acts chapter 2. And I hope you go to your life group today and talk about this. First of all, what was that church like? You know, I read these verses and I underline a few words. They were devoted. They were together. They were glad. They were sincere. They were praising God. I mean, that church was an exciting place to be. Man, those guys weren't loosely connected. They were a community. And they liked each other so much, man, they're getting together every day. Man, they're opening their homes up and having a big time. And they're praising God. And because of that atmosphere, it seems almost natural, the church begins to grow. Now, here's the question. Number two, could it happen again? I mean, is it possible in our culture? Oh, I know we can't exactly duplicate the circumstances here. That's not what I'm asking for. But can we replicate the spirit and the unity and the relationships that made this church thrive? Now, I love the old preacher that loved the book of Acts, and he'd read it over and over again, and then he'd pray to God, and he'd run his fingers over the pages, and he'd say, "Lord, do it again. Lord, do it again. Lord, would you do it again?" And that's what we're talking about today. God, could you do that again? Is it possible? And then third question here, and this is the one we've got to answer, what would it take? What would it take for us to once again restore church to that place of community? You see, friends, we can sit here and I can give you a lot more statistics about what's happened in our culture. And we can even get a little upset about that. Families don't live close together hardly at all. Neighborhoods aren't close. You don't even know the names of your neighbors. A lot of things have changed. And we could get really upset about that. Or, listen, we could say this may be the greatest opportunity God's people have ever had. Why? Because the church is the one organization on the face of the earth that's built on relationships. It's all about your relationship with God, and it's all about our relationships with each other. In fact, in the early church, when they begin to slip up on these relationships and not get together, the writer of Hebrews writes, "Guys, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Some of you are getting in that kind of habit. That's not healthy." How do we duplicate that today? My friends, I think what we need is a place to share life. And that's really what a life group is all about. You see, life is so much better when it's shared, right? You've been to the wedding ceremonies, the preacher says, "Because you're getting married today," I always thought it was sort of a corny line, but I think it may have some truth. "The sorrows of life will be what? Halved. And the joy of life will be doubled." Y'all have never been to that wedding ceremony, I gather. That's an old one. But I think they're true. I was asking someone about their life group the other day, and that's almost the quote. They said, "My life group's a place that helps me get through the bad times and celebrate the good times." We need a place to enjoy life together. It's like trying to... You ever gone to a movie by yourself? It was a great movie. And you're walking out and you want to talk to somebody about it, you know? You almost grab somebody. It's just not quite as good because you're not together. And my friends, we were created as social beings. God